Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's hour number three. We roll. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN, 800-919-3776. The number, be part of the conversation, of course. Leading you up to the K-Show at 3 o'clock. Well, I mean, you know, without further ado, of course, it's Thursday, so we have Rex Ryan ready to join us.
But because of my circumstances today, I think I need Jake to say the power hour.
You want Jake to do it?
Yeah, I'm running low on petrol.
You're feeling it now, right? You're getting ready.
Yeah, but
because
the fatigue, though, get up for a shake and the show yesterday and then no vitamins. I didn't know I could eat breakfast today.
24 hours from now, though.
I missed my window to eat breakfast.
You'll be through it, though, tomorrow. At this time tomorrow, you'll be home resting.
Violation.
I don't know if it's a violation. I think you'll feel better. And then you can eat whatever you want, and that's a good thing. All right, so we're going to hold off on the power hour?
We're going to do it for Jake. Jake going to do it for me.
Jake, can you handle the power hour tonight?
I'm going to try to live up to it.
I know in the past you've struggled, so let's give it a shot. And if not, we go right.
Wow.
First of all, it's been a struggle for you.
It's the intro. It's your part that I always struggle on. I'm going to try Bart's part now. But it's your part that I always struggle on.
It's a three-part, two-part harmony.
Listen, if this fails, we go to Rex, all right? And so Rex will be on deck. So, Jake, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. What's that mean?
It's the power hour.
That was tremendous. Yeah. That sounded just like Bart. Did you just
see if you stop smoking Newport, you have a couple more hours in there.
I could have kept going.
It sounded like you could have kept going. That's, again, being young and being a runner, because apparently Jacob's a runner. He was in the runner convention on the 10th floor.
He's a runner. He's a track star.
I didn't even know that. Well, let's bring in Rex. And Rex, first and foremost, since you have witnessed many power hours with us throughout your appearances on the show, can you rate how Jacob did filling in for Bart today?
I thought Jacob was tremendous. If I didn't know any better, I thought I heard Bart saying the power hour, hour, hour. So, man, outstanding job by Jake.
And just know, Jake is a micro mini pimp, so that's like that's like a V4 trying to do what a V8 do. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Like baby Cat Williams in there. You know what I'm saying?
Rex, let's start with the coaches. All of the head coaching positions now have been filled, and that includes Shefty's report today that it's Dan Quinn that's going to get the Washington Commanders job. First and foremost, just your thoughts on him leaving the Cowboys for that job?
Well, yeah, I mean, hell, that's a no brainer. Anytime you get a chance to be a head coach, unless you're Ben Johnson, it makes sense to take that job.
That was crazy. How did that go? How did that go? He turned down the Seattle job, and McDonald's signs in there, and I think that a lot of people were surprised, because that's kind of, to me, making a lateral move when you think about just bringing another defensive guy in there. I thought they wanted to unlock maybe Geno Smith with Ben Johnson and have an opportunity to modernize that offense with Geno, because look at the weapons that he has to choose from. Great running game, great receivers, young athletic tight end. He had everything that you would need. Is it just unfinished business in Detroit and they want to try and see this thing through, or was it just not the right time or the right team in the right circumstances?
Well, I think, my son obviously is right there on that staff, and he thinks this Ben Johnson is so loyal, and he doesn't want to leave Dan Campbell without maximizing that football team. And I think the only thing left that team has to do is to win the Super Bowl. But, so he's coming back. And, my son was happy, but in a way he's like, well, shoot, there goes his – he thought he'd be a receiver coach somewhere, have his own room. But it never happened. But, hey, it's just the way it goes. But, there's something to be said. This guy's betting on himself again.
Yeah.
Because he turned down a job the year before. Now this one, and it's got to be right. He's got to feel 100% that it's the right situation for him. And it's funny because, there's people saying, oh, he's not going to get another chance. The hell he's not.
Yeah.
Has anybody watched that team on offense? Mm-hmm. That's the best offense in the National Football League.
Yeah, he was a
hot
commodity.
So, yeah, of course teams are going to want. Oh, yeah. But it is, and obviously Dan Quinn, you know, I think they got like 9 unsigned free agents on defense in Dallas. So this is a great move for Dan Quinn. Right. Just get the hell out of Dodge while you can. You know?
Well, we're going to go back to the Cowboys and that whole situation there in a moment. But as we're now seeing all the jobs fill, there's some names that now hover, and one of them Bill Belichick and one of them Mike Vrabel. And with that in mind, there's a story that came out yesterday in The Athletic about the Jets. And in it, it really painted Robert Saleh in a bad light when it comes to being paranoid and wanting to know about leaks and different things that were going on behind the scenes that – again, it kind of makes the Jets look like they all season were in complete disarray and might be rudderless. And with Saleh like feeling like he needed to get some type of endorsement for next year was also part of the reporting. You coached the Jets. You were part of that organization. You had the last coach to have great success there. But when you see a report like that, does that make you concerned that there might be something hanging over Robert Saleh this coming season? And with a guy like Mike Vrabel, let's say, out there, that it could be real easy to make a coaching change.
Well, I think this is one where, and Robert, I'm sure, understands that. I mean, he has to get it done. There's no ands or buts about it. He has to get it done this year. And there's not going to be an excuse. Rodgers gets hurt, whatever. There's no more excuses. Like, this has to get done. And if it doesn't, then they're going to move on. They'll make massive changes. You know, I was a little surprised that I really thought it was going to go up to the last week and he'd have to beat the Patriots to keep his job, which they did anyway. But, you know, Woody had already announced a couple of weeks before that was his job. So, you know, hey, they're running it back. We'll see, you know, with Aaron Rodgers right now. Obviously, that looks like a disaster up until this point, because everybody that Rodgers, the GM, has brought in has not worked out. So we'll see, once Aaron gets on the field, obviously that's going to be a huge improvement at that position. But we'll see, you know, how it goes. And it better be. But if it isn't, then obviously heads are going to roll.
No, I kind of, you know, I didn't think the article said anything that we didn't already know. Of course, you would be paranoid that you're going to lose your job when your star quarterback goes down after 4 games and, you know, everything was rested on him and you didn't even get an opportunity to show what it looks like. But I'm looking at this coaching pool and I'm looking at guys like Vrabel, I'm looking at guys like Frank Wright, you know, Eric the Enemy. You know, guys that can really add true value to your coaching staff, you know, maybe not at the front end positions, but you know that, you know, most impact in certain positions are based on your position coaches. And you got some guys there that may want to, you know, be able to improve. Should they be looking for an offensive coordinator and waiting a guy that can come there, maybe be a quarterback's coach? Because I believe that Nathaniel Hackett's job expires the day that Aaron Rodgers says, "I'm done." And you want to have somebody there that can maybe bring some outside ideas, because if Aaron gets hurt, you got to be able to, you know, adjust your offensive scheme to the players that you have, which means motion shifts, which every team does other than the Jets.
Well, yeah, in Philadelphia. But, yeah, I it's not going to happen, Bart. That's not going to happen. And the reason it's not is because this is all about Aaron Rodgers. He's got his self-made guy, his self-appointed guy. We saw what it looked like without him in there. It was one of the worst offenses in the league. So I don't disagree that when Aaron Rodgers walks out the door, so does Nathaniel Hackett. But I think that's going to be, you know, this thing has to get done. And it has to. They have to play their butts off this year. And if they don't, then obviously there's going to be massive changes, absolute massive changes. But let's hope that it does hit and they don't have to worry about it. And this will be fine. But I get where you're coming from, Bart, but that's not how things work. They're going to want to have, you know, they kept the entire staff pretty much, right?
Yep.
So they got, you know, and this was all about, well, no, hey, we just, you know, we never had Aaron Rodgers, so that's why it looks like crap. You know what I mean? You would think that one player, and obviously Aaron's a great one, but, you know, you were hoping that quarterback was, you know, that, you know, you can still function. They couldn't function last year. And, yeah, there were a lot of injuries and all that, but if anything, who cares? Anything about both those starting guards out for Detroit, and they're playing a free agent corner they picked up in week 10, nobody cares, right? Nobody cares. They just want to see the final result. So, you know, I think it's great that Saleh got a pass this year, but they have to get it done this year or there's – and he knows there's going to be changes.
Yeah, and the pressure's on there. And also on the other side in New York, it feels like, Rex, tell me if I'm crazy, that even though Brian Daboll just a year ago was coach of the year and led the Giants to the playoffs and a playoff win, the way this year went, the issues that he had with Wink, some of the things that were going on even with that organization, and then the fact that Bill Belichick doesn't have a job. He didn't get one of the jobs that was open. Everybody's pointing to the Dallas Cowboys because Jerry Jones spoke his name and said, I could work with him. I could see myself working with him. Even though he said those words, it doesn't mean that we all know Bill Belichick's blood is in the ground there in East Rutherford. I mean, he's a Giant. He loved being a Giant. He loved everything about the history of the Giants. He won there under Bill Parcells. And that John Mara, the owner of the Giants, has an affinity for him. Is it out of the question to think that if Brian Daboll doesn't get off to a good start, and you've, like I said, you've worked in this market, you know how this thing works here, that the whispers will turn to screams about Bill Belichick returning to the Giants?
Oh, what? This is a slam dunk. 100% you're right. Absolutely. And let's face it, Belichick did not want to take the year off. He wanted to keep coaching. Let's not get it. Everybody needs to understand it, all right? He wanted a job in the worst way. Okay, there's only 32 of them, but in this is the best of all time. He wanted a damn job, and I'll tell you why. All right, 71 years old, okay? You're not getting younger. You're only getting older. Tom Landry was as good a coach as there was in the National Football League. All right, then he gets fired. Tom Landry was 62 years old and never got a job after that. So – is Belichick desperate for a job?
That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And so think of this. You know, so this guy's 61. So you don't think he's going to be waiting in the weeds? You're damn right he is. Mm-hmm. He will be laying in the weeds.
Would you bring him in as a consultant, or would that just be too obvious?
You're not going to bring him in as a consultant because you're not going to take that.
Mm, okay.
You know, Bill Belichick's coming in there for one accord, being the head coach.
Yeah.
Done. That's it. You know, it's funny because nobody, why don't you go in and help consult? Why? Because I ain't doing that crap. I'm not going to do that crap. How the hell is Bill Belichick going to do it? No chance.
Rex won't do it. Nobody else is going to do it. Now, the other part of this story, of course, is that Jerry did speak his name. Jerry's the one who said, like, I can see myself working with him. I have no problem with that. Like, he already put that out there. If you're Mike McCarthy, you're like, really? We're not even divorced yet, and you're dating someone else? But when it comes to the Giants in the same division as the Cowboys, and that's your rival, it's almost like, is it a race to see? Like if I wait too long, they might get him, that kind of situation. I mean, you want to give Brian Daboll every chance to recover all the things that he did positively 2 years ago. But there's also that sense of, but there's a Hall of Fame coach out there that if I wait too long, he might no longer be there. And I might be coaching against him or working against him because my rival is going to go hire him.
No, I get where you're coming from, but that Hall of Fame coach was out there for seven jobs this year, and nobody gave him a job.
Good point.
So it's like, you know, I ain't afraid of it. You afraid of what that Patriot team looked like the last 4 years?
No.
I'd welcome going up against that. You know what I mean? Like, let's be honest. Unless you have Tom Brady, all right, that team looks a little different without Tom Brady. And so, no, I don't think you're worried about that. Like, you know, it is an interesting thing when Jerry Jones came out. Mike McCarthy is probably like, I better get it done.
Yeah.
And he knows. Look, Mike McCarthy's won 12 games 3 years in a row, and he's on the damn hot seat.
Right.
You know, so, you know, he's got to get it done in the playoffs, and he understands that. But, yeah, I mean, nobody cares about – well, we, you know, let's hope we lose before this team so we can get Bill Belichick. If you want Bill Belichick, you can get him right now.
Yeah,
you can get him right now if you're worried about that.
I was more surprised that Vrabel is still out there other than Bill Belichick. I think he's a damn good coach, and I think he did a lot with a little in Tennessee, especially when they lost A.J. Brown. But, you know, he's shown that he can go out and match wits with Bill. He's shown that he can match wits with Andy Reid and what he's been able to do against those great teams and even, you know, what he's done in the regular season against the Buffalo Bills. But with that being said, you know, let's stay in Dallas right now. And, you know, it's like they can't stop talking, man. And I know Parsons?
Michael Parsons.
Yeah, I know Michael Parsons. I know he has a podcast, so he's contractually obligated. I see the Bleacher Report on there, so maybe he got somebody to pick it up. But he's saying all the wrong things. He's seen everything at 24 years old. He thinks he has the world all figured out. And
let's play this for Rex. Let's play Rex. I want you to listen. What Bart's referencing, I want you to hear it right from his own words. When Micah Parsons is talking about coaching and playmaking, play calling, and all those things, and he said this:
I can only play what is called. Whatever they're calling, whatever personnel they're putting on, I'm not putting out personnel. I'm not putting out the calls. There, nothing's coming from me. So you could put that and put that wherever you want to be or wherever you want to put it, but they're not coming from me. The package is in. I've even told multiple players, coaches, that I'm very fine playing linebacker and playoffs. If that's what y'all want me to do, I just want to win.
So he's basically saying, don't hold me accountable for our mistakes or me only having, what was it, Bart? Is it two sacks?
One sack in four playoff games.
In four playoff games, like stuff like that. Like, what do you read from that, Rex?
Well, what I read from it is that they were obviously frustrated in understanding that, you know, like, they had the wrong personnel out there. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. And anybody knows it. And the frustration goes into the fact where, why did we get bludgeoned by Green Bay? You know, why did Detroit run all over us? Why did all these teams run, you know, Buffalo run all over us? So we got the wrong personnel out there. And they know it. Everybody knows it. It's the kid. And he's saying, he goes, look, they could have moved me back to linebacker. He doesn't care. He just wants to win. Well, that would have made more sense than putting a 205-pound player out there playing linebacker. I mean, and they never adjusted, not one time. Like, that was disappointing as hell to me. You know, because that team, this year, they were so set up to going a long way in the playoffs, and it just didn't happen. But it was based on their defense, not their offensive performance, but their defense. And it shouldn't be. That personnel that they have is incredible. You know, it's an incredible personnel, you know, that they have on defense. So, you know, hey, Dan Quinn is the benefactor of it. He gets a head coaching job with the Commanders. You know, good for him. But I think right now, too, I think Dallas has like 9 unsigned free agents on defense. Yeah. So there's some real there, and it'll be interesting to see what they do at that defensive coordinator position.
And that's what I'm saying. So, like, you know, Michael Parsons talking about he's willing to win. He want to win at all costs. That may mean that he doesn't get his big extension. It could mean that CeeDee Lamb doesn't get his big extension. But they can't avoid the unavoidable with the $60 million cap hit. And you heard Jerry Jones kind of, you know, taking these subtle shots before negotiations start by saying, hey, you know, I told you we'll go as far as Dak could take you, and you see how far he took us. So with that being said, like, the team looks like it's going to be less of a team or less of stars than it is now. Now you're trying to replace now 2 coordinators in 2 years. And by the way, those 2 coordinators are within your division, got a little intel on you, and can make things a little bit more difficult. So how do you, you know, how does the Cowboys live up to the expectations, and how do you replace Dan Quinn, one who – was a pretty good, you know, coordinator. They ranked pretty high. Yeah. You know, sometimes they struggled, you know, but that happens. You know, how do you, you know, replace that, and how do they become a team that we think they can be when they're going to be, when it seems like they're losing everything?
Well, that's true. Like, it's going to be that hire is going to be critical for Dallas. That they need to hire the right guy. And, you know, we heard that Ron Rivera wants to go there. That's not the right. Like, what are
we playing? We playing coach roulette within a division?
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. But, look, could they be dead last in the division? That's what they were in Washington. Yep. How the hell would you want that guy? I heard him putting that out there. Like, oh, my God. But either way, it'll be interesting how they hire that, who they bring in. I think that's they clearly have to be able to play base defense at some point, be able to play some base defense, you know, and not just play nickel and dime every snap. So
this has Leslie Frazier written all over it to me.
Well, it could be, you know, and they could do a lot worse than Leslie Frazier, I think. You know, but again, that's I think you with the way that team's built, I think you want, you know, like, let's get after somebody's, you know, butt, because you've got man corners all over the place.
Yeah.
You got three legit corners. And then, you know, Leslie Frazier's more of a true man or a true zone guy. So I don't know. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens there for sure.
Hey Rex, if I can circle back to the Jets, just because, and it was something that you said about, you know, with Belichick being out there, well, if you wanted him, you just, you know, you can get him now if you wanted him, but you don't. But, you know, Bart said something earlier in the show that also struck me, because I was so focused on Belichick that he mentioned Vrabel and that he's, right, you know, he doesn't have a job. And I guess the question I would have is, you know, the story comes out, it's very disparaging to Saleh. You know that there are things that are out of his control as a head coach when you're dealing with having Aaron Rodgers there. That's pretty clear. But at this point right now, even though, as you said, they gave him the vote of confidence and said that he'll be back next year, would it make sense for them to keep him, or with somebody like Vrabel out there, would it make sense for them to just make the change now?
No, I mean, you keep Saleh. Like, this was you thought you had a Super Bowl roster, and clearly it wasn't anywhere close to that. But, you know, let's see what it looks like when Aaron Rodgers is on the field and they have help. Let's see what it looks like. So I don't blame Woody for staying the course. I don't. Mike Vrabel, the one thing about Vrabel here living in Nashville, you hear a lot of comments about how we got along with ownership and management and all that. And if you have that, if there's some real questions there, you may be lucky to get another job, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember the GM got fired.
That's it. Right. He did a nice job as a coach, but there's more to it than just that. And if there's, and again, I don't know the truth on these things, but that's out there, and that would certainly explain why his name hasn't come up.
Remember, the owner fired the GM after the AJ Brown trade, right? And that was the disconnect between Vrabel and him, and that's what. That's how that went down. So that's a great reference you made there. Is it as simple? Again, I know I'm being simplistic, but just, you know, humor me. Is it as simple as if the Jets just have capable quarterback play, their defense is so good that it could turn like in the snap of a finger?
I mean, the defense is so talented. There's no doubt about that. All right. I think they need to be better. I think they need to score. Create turnovers, do all those type of things. And, you know, like, they need to be, like, the best Jet defense, you know, of all time. And they got a long way to go for that. You know, 1 year when we were there, we gave up passing touchdowns an entire season. So catch up to those numbers first. And then, yes, you can have good play at quarterback, and you can go a long way.
Yeah, got to get another receiver, though. They need another receiver so bad.
We went to a championship game, a couple of them, right, by playing like that kind of defense you can go a long way with. Mm-hmm. That's the level that defense needs to play at. Get up to those levels. And, you know, you look at the first year we were there, we were number one, right, in almost every category. That's the goal. They need to be that kind of defense. And I think if that's the case, yeah, you get average play a quarterback, you can go a long way. Now, if you get Aaron Rodgers play a quarterback, you could win it all. And that's what, you know, that's what obviously all the Jet fans, all of us are hoping happens. And, you know, but again, you got to win more than four or five games. If your defense is really as good as you say it is, then you should win a hell of a lot more than four or five games.
That is definitely food for thought as we looked at this Jets defense this year and thought, you know, that it should be, it could be one of the best in the league. But as Rex says, there's higher standards and that they have to live up to those on that side, let alone the quarterback play. Rex, great stuff as always. Good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Take care.
Man, I'll tell you what, Bart. Sometimes we have fun with Rex, and then sometimes he offers some of the things that he offered us today, which was incredible insight on the coaching. On the he knows all these guys. You know, he knows the jobs. He knows these organizations.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff that he said about Belichick, about Vrabel, and then, of course, about Robert Saleh and his situation with the Jets. All good stuff. All right, 800-919-3776. We'll get back to your calls and the phones and everything else. You know, the All-Star Reserves will be announced tonight. Jalen Brunson had better be on that list or we riot. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's almost like it's like you could. I don't know. It's like you know it's coming, and I could just tell like you're regretting it. Like you're almost worried about it.
No, I'm just playing. I'm not worried about the procedure. I'm worried about these pills. And
No. I know you're not worried about the procedure. It's
projectile.
It's the buildup.
Just like, man, you can't even flush the toilet to get that out. Where is it at, man? They're like, damn, I got to go get the damn brush, man. This don't make no damn sense.
Oh, my God. It's crazy, but, I mean, I completely understand it. But it was interesting what Rex had to say, though, about Vrabel. Would that make some teams hesitant to bring him in because of that disconnect he had? And
sounds like Mark Jackson, man. Not as quiet. I'm not saying the same, but I'm just saying like when you have problems with management or Jim Harbaugh, you know what I mean? Had problems with management when you talk about the general manager. That's why he left and went back to college because San Francisco, even after taking that team to the Super Bowl after going 13-3, when the year before he got there was 6-10. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. I'm not saying like it's apples out. I'm just saying like when you get into it with management, do you get that scarlet letter that follows you around? You know, we don't know why Eric Dantony can't get a job, right? And it's like, damn, like. He's been successful, and Vrabel's been successful, but, sometimes you got to get along to get along.
John Robinson was the GM, and you remember that the owner, Amy Adams Strunk, fired him. And it was, Vrabel was very frustrated with the offense, and a lot of it had to do with they had no A.J. Brown anymore and felt like Robinson shouldn't have traded him. And started that I think, is what kind of started. And then And then Amy basically put her – they put all their faith in Vrabel. And then, you know, a year later, he's gone. So it does make you wonder what happened there. But you can't argue that he's not a good coach.
Yeah, you can't. You can't say that with a straight face.
No, he's a good coach. But I guess what Rex is saying is if you're an organization, maybe there are some that are just wondering, do I bring him in and now we're going to have this disruption and nobody wants to deal with that kind of stuff? So it's another name out there that just, you know, continues to be out there.
The thing is, people talk, right? You talk about it's a small fraternity. You just see, you know, guys go from position coaches to head coaches to coordinators.
What do you think about Rivera, though? You guys just start cracking on Rivera like that. Like, imagine Rivera. So Dan Quinn is a defensive coordinator. He takes your job. And then you go back and take his job as the DC. So you take the demotion.
And then y'all face each other. Like, see, I did better with your pieces than you did. Well, no, you didn't.
But there's a lot to build there with Dallas. If all those players, you got to get them signed.
Yeah, of course. It's not as easy as simple as people think. That's why, to me, you know, if Kelsey's retiring, if they finally let, you know, Fletcher Cox go, Bradbury's not going to make it because he played like crap, and then they're able to draft well like they always do, develop well, and do well in free agency, you know. They'll be right back, right? Because they basically already replaced Fletcher Cox with, you know, Jalen Carter and Davis got to step up and play.
Mm-hmm.
But they still have those great pass rushers on the outside.
Right.
They make some people take some pay cuts, and, you know, they just go with a young offensive line. You don't have to have – they had the best offensive line. They ain't got to have the greatest offensive line. They just need a good offensive line. And with Kellen Moore, Dak Prescott, the first year Kellen Moore became the coordinator – threw for 1,000 more yards.
Yeah,
he threw for 1,000 more yards.
Replacing
so if Jalen Hurts is able
easy
to
for the Eagles though,
but that's they already replaced him. They drafted somebody a couple years before.
Right.
So they've already done that. They always do that. Like the big mulatto guy, they found that guy for playing rugby.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Lane Johnson will be the guy that you lean on. So they still have, you know, good players, and it's going to be good players or decent players in free agency. So, like, you know, you look on that side, their secondary is trash. So they got to be able, you know, they made
They
made the trade for Bird, but that could be scheme as well. That could be scheme. They go get a corners available. They got their draft pick. They'll be able to make those moves. But I like the coordinators because the coordinators I know get more from less. So Vic Fangio is going to get more from less.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that Miami didn't want to keep him. It's because it's not that Miami didn't want to keep him. It's the fact that he wanted to be closer to home. First old dude over 60 that decided to go from Florida to Philly, from the south to the north.
It's a good point. Yeah. Well, he wanted to be close. You know, a lot more people are doing that. A lot of older people are now, instead of going south, they're staying around the family, around the kids more. Yeah. So maybe that's what he wants to do, be around the kids.
Let me tell you
something.
He
wants to be that far down in Florida, away from everybody.
Let me tell you something.
What?
The STD rate for old people down there, they acting like it's like they acting like it's pre-70s. They act like it's before Vietnam. You can't just stick it in anything.
Like, come on.
No, have you heard it? It's the highest in the country.
That's their generation. That generation. They are the ones from the 70s.
It's like, all right, which one of y'all messed with a baby boomer? We supposed to keep it in generation. Somebody and tapped out and went on Backpage and got a youngster and brought that stuff to our community.
Went to Backpage. Hey, by the way, like, speaking of all the coaching stuff and the fact that Ben Johnson stayed in Detroit, you remember when Shefty put out that tweet over the weekend?
Yep.
About how, like, he's not the slam dunk head coach. He's not the head coaching lock people thought.
They say maybe
and one that of his the, asking price spooked
right, his
some
asking
teams.
Price. Yes, maybe that's what it is.
So how about this? Mike Florio, you know, Pro Football Talk.
Oh yeah, the Lamar hater.
He did well. He went on a podcast, and he went after Shefty. See, this is the media on media crime here.
Ooh, I would love to see that. I think Shefty got a little bit more weight on him. Florio might know judo or something though.
Shefty's a little dog, man. Like, I wouldn't mess with Shefty. He's a dog.
But I'm saying this is a fair fight. This is something that maybe we can get on a Logan Paul undercard.
Florio said he says this. He's like, this is on the Bernstein on Holmes in Chicago, all right? He said, I want to preface this by saying there was once a time Adam Schefter and I are friends. We currently aren't. Hello.
Damn, why are we friends?
Let's start because there. What the hell is that? He said, I'm personal. Just amazed that he can get away with the stuff that others can't get away with.
He's jealous.
He goes on to say, throwing out there the idea that Ben Johnson's asking price spooked teams with no further information, no further context, no opportunity for Johnson or his agent to respond to this suggestion seems irresponsible to me, and I would get dragged if I did it.
That's what it is. He's like, I'm jealous. If I did that, because you got dragged by Lamar Jackson publicly after the game.
That's kind of like, yeah, he didn't like it. He didn't like it at all, and a chance to refute it. First of all, it's a tweet. You know, I don't think you call people on a tweet. He's just kind of floating it out there that, you know, for those who think this is going down, like, it might not. Like, and that's all. And he was right, by the way. He was right.
Yeah. It was only one team. We thought for sure that he was going to be the front runner for the Commander's job.
And Rex, who has some intimate knowledge of the Lions with his son being there, suggested that Ben Johnson is that kind of loyal guy. So perhaps it's like, I don't really love either one of these jobs.
Yeah, I'll wait.
And so if you're going to hire me, you're going to have to give me like this much. Just to, knowing that like, if they're crazy and they take it, great. But they'll probably not take it, and that's fine. Like Josina Anderson said that his asking price was $15 million per. But his agent said that wasn't accurate.
$15 million per.
Yeah, that's what Josina said. Now, we've known Josina a long time.
What do you think this is, Ohio State?
But again, Bart, if you don't really want the job, remember Monty Williams and your Detroit Pistons. Mm-hmm. He didn't want the job. Phil Jackson didn't want the Knicks job. Yeah, exactly.
I don't want the job.
What will it take?
80.
Exactly.
I don't want the job.
100.
All right. 90.
All right, you're crazy.
Cash.
You're crazy.
Cash.
I like you. But that's what it maybe that's what it was with Ben Johnson. He's like, I don't really want those jobs, but I'll interview for him for the experience, and let's set a high price that if they meet, I'm like, well, the hell with it. I'm taking it for that. But otherwise, I don't want it. And that's the story behind it.
But
Florio going after Shefty, I mean.
Yeah, they should listen. I like this. I think these type of like things are good for the business.
You want beefs like this?
Yeah, I want beefs. I want intellectual beef.
Intellectual beef.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You don't like stupid beef.
Taking your scoops. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Going to your source. Like, hold on, man. I thought you was my guy. You giving Adam my stuff, son? You giving him? It'd be like the mad rapper. You giving him my stuff? You getting ready to die, son? I got John Blaze stuff too. And who would you to be asking?
John Blaze.
You right? I'm mad. I got John Blaze stuff too, son.
All right, 800-919-3776. We'll finish up with some calls if you got them. We got the K Show top of the hour. Knicks and the Pacers tonight at the Garden, and will Jalen Brunson finally hear those words? You are an all-star. That, but first, Bart, tell us about Samwell.
Man, tell you what, Samwell, yeah. Friends, go see my friend Dr. Deshaw. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time for you to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call our friend Dr. Deshaw today at SamwellPain.com. Dr. Shaw treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, nerve pain. Dr. Shaw is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, no scars, no incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shaw and take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without any pain medication. Enjoy your pain-free life. Same day or next day appointments are available. Go to SamwellPain.com, put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shaw by going to SamwellPain.com right now. Regain your active lifestyle. Enjoy all your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has 3 convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Inglewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamwellPain.com. You'll wish you met Dr. Jay Shaw a lot sooner. Most major insurances are accepted.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, Bart. So, you know, Jacob jumped in for you for the Power Hour today since you're going through the cleanse right now, getting ready for tomorrow. And so he did it, and he belted it out. Even Rex Ryan was all about it, right? Gave him kudos. Getting some tweets about it as well. And so somebody added Jacob, and I mean, I'm following him, but I never really, like, I'm not a big, like, let me look at your profile kind of person.
Yeah.
And two things I've noticed. Number one, he has a photo of the K-Show, not us.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In his profile. There's a big photo. What? There's Don LaGreca. There's Peter Rosenberg.
First of all, to be specific.
You want
to
be the afternoon drive. On, that's man. What it is. You want to be the afternoon drive.
I get it.
That's
not it at all. You know, we're only midday.
Somebody
you know,
said I didn't follow them. Who told me I didn't follow them?
I'm pretty sure you're not following me, but it's probably.
Oh, Harry. No, hey, what's your IG? Put it out there so I can
just,
do
just so hang on. Before all that, I need some explanation. Go ahead.
Well, for the K-Show picture?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the day Don went on his rant on Evan Neal, and to me, just watching the video and sending like the screenshots of it was like the most hilarious thing.
Gotcha. So that's all it's about.
What's your IG, man?
And then the other thing that I noticed, Bart, is that you know how some people don't actually put their name mm-hmm. in the profile?
Yeah.
Instead, he has Slade Charles.
Slade Charles. Ooh, that's his undercover
is that your
name.
Name.
That's his back page name. Slade Charles. I'll slay that dragon.
Slade Charles. Definitely sound like, come on now. That's definitely.
It does.
Slade Charles sound like he got like tattoo of two Glocks on his stomach.
That's right.
And, yes. and a picture me rolling on the back of his on the back of his scapulas. Picture me rolling.
Slade Charles? Like that's what you got?
Listen, it was a group of me and like a bunch of coworkers. We just like went off other names.
Slade Charles.
The one I chose.
You got Tiana, Trump. Like you got Janet Jackme.
Slade Charles though sounds really I mean it is good.
Slade Charles.
I needed to know what that was
Janet
about.
Janet Jackme.
If you had a story, it would have been better. But the fact that it's just we just were coming up with names.
Yeah, I think it was me.
Very professional, Jacob.
I think the other one was like Vanessa Williams.
How many?
Vanessa Williams. I like that. Man. That's good. All right. Well, that explains it. But you can definitely change that picture anytime you want to. You know, like when we were last night. You know,
oh,
Garrett.
Man.
Oh, that's right. We never got a picture.
Oh, we never got a picture.
That's a shame. All right. Well, we will find out tonight. Jalen Brunson being named an All-Star. The All-Star reserves will be announced tonight, 7:00. Can Julius Randle join him? Now, his injury will probably keep him out of the game, likely. But could the Knicks get two, possibly? But it's got to be Brunson. Like, it would be shocking if they're not naming him tonight, right? Like, is that one that you would completely assume, like, he's definitely on this team?
Yeah.
He's got to be, right?
Come on, man. You got Perk saying he should be in MVP conversations.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Stop it, man. It's too much momentum for him.
Do you know the last Knicks point guard to be named All-Star?
Starberry?
No. As a Knick, he was never an All-Star.
Kidd?
Nope.
Charlie Ward?
Back further. Keep going.
Damn. Earl of Pearl?
Not that long ago. But it's not that – like, there aren't many.
Jesus Shuttlesworth?
Jesus Shuttlesworth? No.
Yeah, okay.
No. No. Mark Jackson.
Oh.
Yeah, where were you in 1989? Another summer.
Yeah.
Center of the fucking
I was celebrating my Pistons back-to-back championship.
Yes, you were. Yeah.
That's what I was doing.
Was
that's what I was doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Best point guard to who?
The last point guard for the Knicks.
Okay. I thought you were speaking Eastern Conference, but I say, hey.
What, you think I was saying that? No.
I was like, whoa, there,
no,
Ricky
Bobby. All I was explaining was that he was the last Knicks point guard to go to an All-Star game, and Jalen Brunson will finally put an end to that streak. Our long national nightmare is finally over, at least we hope. I don't want to jinx it. So that'll be tonight. We'll have all the coverage on MSG, of course, at 7 and here on 98.7 ESPN as well. Yeah, I have another game. That's what we do every night. Every night this week I'm working.
You back-to-back like Drake.
And it's my anniversary. And I can't celebrate the anniversary with Stephanie till tomorrow night.
It's your anniversary.
By the way, Han Solo tomorrow while Bart's butt.
Take them Smurf pills. You might give her sciatica.
Enjoy.
Can't wait.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.